turn up the heat today. Regina expecting highs around the mid-30s. Saskatoon around 30 degrees. We love our summertime, right? July, summer here in Saskatchewan. But the heat sometimes creates some problems. I'm joined right now by Sean Jakes. Sean is president of the Saskatchewan Water Security Agency. Hey, Sean, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Brett.
Blue-green algae. You've wanted to let people know about concerns that you have about it?
Yes, yearly we issue an advisory just warning the public to take precautions around blue and green algae. And, you know, typically it occurs, you know, in forms in lakes or rivers when there are slow-moving, shallow water and that there's sufficient nutrients. And so typically we see when the weather gets hotter, if the water is still or slow-moving, you can see blue-green algae form.
What's the problem with it?
Well, blue-green algae can make people sick if you ingest it, and it could cause a rash. And so we remind people if you do come in contact with it, you should wash your hands and, the contacted area as quickly as possible with tap water. It can also be harmful to pets and livestock, and so they should be kept away if you do see blue-green algae in the area.
Is it fairly easy to see, to spot that? Say, I think of a farmer who's got a dugout and he's concerned about his cattle. Excuse me. Is it fairly easy to determine that you've got the blue-green algae there?
Yeah, it is quite easily to see. It's, it's often that blue-green color. You can see it, the pool kind of looks a little bit, darker green area, and some areas it can be blue and greenish in color.
So someone who has it in a body of water, say on their property, be it a dugout or a pond, whatever, is there something they can do to counter it? Can they eliminate the blue-green algae?
I think the best way to handle it is hopefully we get some precipitation. When you get to, periods of rain and then precipitation, it will dissipate the blue-green algae.
Is it the same every year that we see it develop in the summertime, Sean?
Yes, it is something that we see in Saskatchewan often, especially in the southern part of the province where, the lakes are higher in nutrients, and it is prone to forming algae, especially when you get hot weather with lower precipitation.
Sean Jakes is the president of the Saskatchewan Water Security Agency. Just some information that they put out there advising people if you're going to your favorite lake or pond, whatever it may be, to be aware of blue-green algae. You mentioned the southern part of the province. Does it tend to be so much a problem more in the northern lakes?
No, well, we do see it form in the northern lakes as well. Again, it's the conditions have to be right. If you have hot weather or if the lakes are low or the water's slow moving, that's where we tend to see it. So that's why you tend to see it more often in the southern part of the province.
Sure. So like you say, we need some rain to kind of flush things out here. How are we looking, if you don't mind my asking, on the levels at Lake Diefenbaker? I know I was talking to some friends of mine who have a place down at Sask Landing, and they said they were there last weekend and were quite surprised. They thought it was going to be lower than what they expected. So are we seeing inflow from Alberta starting to bring the level up in any way?
Yeah, the flows into Lake Diefenbaker were quite low in mid-June, early June. They were down to as low as 52 cubic meters per second. And then we saw a couple of weeks ago a significant rain event in Alberta and in the eastern slopes of the Rockies, which brought the inflows into Lake Diefenbaker peaking at about 550 cubic meters per second on June 26th. And now we're down to about 300, which is normal for this time of year. And unless we get some more precipitation, particular in the eastern slopes of the Rockies, we're going to probably slowly see that decline to below normal for the remainder of the summer.
Sure. So outflow not really changing then as far as the South Saskatchewan River?
No, we're maintaining the outflow at about 60 to 70 cubic meters per second right now. So that's, what we're letting out of the reservoir.
Good to know. Some good information, Sean. Thanks so much for your time today. Have a good summer.
You're welcome, Brent. You have a great day.
You bet. Sean Jakes, president of the Saskatchewan Water Security Agency. So, yes, just that thing to be aware of, the prevalence of blue-green algae in those still bodies of water. And think about your kids and your pets especially, too. And, of course, I know a lot of ranchers would be familiar with it, with problems with their cattle, perhaps encountering it in a dugout. It's 11 minutes after 10 o'clock. Wow, did we get a lot of texts in on the topic that we were dealing with earlier in the hour here, talking about the out-of-province vehicle inspections required by SGI. And this all got started with the NDP saying they think it should be done away with. And, you know, on one hand, I get it, what they're trying to do. I think broadly they're saying, you know, in this day and age when we're talking about dropping barriers between the province, I get that. Wouldn't it make sense to, if we can all agree on this, that if the standards in every province are the same, and I'm not saying they are, but if the standards are all the same, why wouldn't they just make it a whole lot easier by saying, well, if you got a car registered in Alberta and there was an inspection done there, then yeah, you're good to do it here in Saskatchewan without having to do the inspection. Maybe that day will come. I wouldn't hold my breath, because as we're seeing in the world nowadays, there's a lot of talk about how things are going to change in this new world, but time will tell. We shall see. Interesting, some of the texts we got in here at 1-877-332-8255. Matt from Melford says, I had a family member bought a car from a dealer, a used dealer. The vehicle missed the paperwork coming from Alberta. We found out the car was actually two cars welded together. Inspections are needed. That's Matt from Melfort at 1-877-332-8255. This is an interesting one, too. An out-of-province inspection doesn't necessarily help someone if there's a problem with an engine or a transmission. That's not part of the inspection. This is what one listener is saying. I don't know if that's true or not. But the listener says you could blow the engine the next day and it has nothing to do with that inspection. Previous maintenance means nothing when you're buying one of these used vehicles. Gary in Regina says he agrees with inspections, with all the flooding and fires these days and stolen car issues. And our guest from SGI talked about the two reasons why they do these: safety for people on the road, but also fraud, vehicle fraud, where they do the inspection on the VIN number on it. And that's what Gary is saying. With all the flooding and fire these days and stolen car issues, I believe it serves a valuable service to check to ensure it's safe and to keep these private used cars lots being honest. Would we trust Ontario? Look at a truck driver training corruption that going on in that province. Colleen says, honestly, if the SAS party would have even mentioned the possibility of scrapping the out-of-province vehicle and safety inspections, the NDP would have had their hair on fire. Sheldon from Estevan, why would we want Ontario and East Coast rust buckets on our roads without that inspection? So the out-of-province inspection, I think most people would say, yep, we got to keep doing it. I think more and more, and I know you're going to take a run at me for saying this, but I really think they need to look at more regular inspections of vehicles that are on the road here already in Saskatchewan. You know, it's one thing to be worried about a vehicle that you're buying in Alberta and bringing it here, but how many people are driving vehicles that really aren't that safe and maybe shouldn't be on the road here? What about having a change whereby, and some provinces do this, that every year when you register, or maybe every other year, you've got to get that $200 vehicle inspection just to make sure your vehicle is roadworthy. Anything on your mind regarding this issue? Anything else? You can reach me on our text line, 1-877-332-8255. If you want to be on the radio, that's also the phone number, 1-877-332-8255. Coming up next, we're going to check in with an ag reporter. Big news in the ag world. Viterra taken over by Bunge. We'll find out what all that means on the way a little bit later on here this morning. That's coming up at 11:15, about an hour from now. You're listening to The Evan Bray Show on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Lots of people weighing in on our conversation that we had with Matt Britton, the Senior Director of Vehicle Programs with SGI, regarding vehicle inspections. And I really get the sense, because we got a ton of texts in here, and I'm not going to be able to get to all of them, but I'll share some more with you. But I really get the sense, it sounds like it's a bit of a crapshoot. You know, just some of the experiences people have had with different garages, and where they got one inspection, they thought it was okay, and then they had another inspection and they had to do more. So I guess it's the whole story is buyer beware. But the premise is, of course, if you're coming to bring a used vehicle in from somewhere outside of Saskatchewan, you have to get this vehicle inspection done. Costs about $200, apparently. And they then tell you whether or not your vehicle is roadworthy according to Saskatchewan's rules. And then you'd be able to get your registration from SGI. Simple as that. It applies as well if you move to Saskatchewan and you bring a vehicle in and you want to get a Saskatchewan plate on there. You got to get it a mechanical assessment done on it. 1-877-332-TALK. I'm going to get to some of the texts, but we've got Arlene, who is on the line here this morning, that wants to have a chat. Good morning, Arlene.
Good morning.
So what's on your mind about vehicle inspections?
Well, we bought this 2013 Avalanche in Medicine Hat. Of course, had it inspected here. Mm-hmm. It was fine. It only had 37,000 kilometers on it. A couple had two vehicles and just wanted to get rid of one. Mm-hmm. And not long after we got it, we maybe put 20,000K on it. I was driving down to babysit my grandson, and the little patch of ice broke through and went into a very tiny ditch, and one wheel got into the water.
Okay.
It did just barely come into the well where your driver is, feet, but got it out. It was all fine.
Yep.
And SGI took a few look at pictures, and I don't think he even looked at the vehicle. He would not do it a second time with us. And they deregistered it. It cannot be licensed anywhere in Canada or the U.S.
So
there's not a thing wrong with it.
Did they write it off? Did they give you value for it?
I don't remember. I was so PO'd that it's just ridiculous. It's a practically brand new vehicle and we can't drive it.
So what did you do with it?
Oh, we still have it. We're trying to figure out something, but this is absolutely ridiculous.
That's a tough situation to be in, Arlene. I appreciate you calling. So, had a minor accident with it, got some water in it, and says SGI looked at it and said, no, you can't register that vehicle. Here's some of the texts that have come in as well on this very popular topic here this morning. Now, where did they go? I had a whole bunch of texts here. Okay, here we go. Saskatchewan has a more thorough inspection than other provinces. This texter says, last year I bought a truck from Alberta. It went through an Alberta inspection 3 weeks prior. Then when I brought it in to Saskatchewan, had the inspection here, and there were a few things that needed to be fixed, even though it had passed the Alberta inspection. So the level of quality, perhaps, in one province may not be the same as what you're going to find in our province here. Kelly says, just drove to Alberta and I bought a 2022 Lexus with 32,000K on it. $200 for the safety, perfectly fine. No problem with that. The criminal part is I had to pay $3,240 PST. He says, typical NDP idea, go after the concerns about the $200, and why not focus on the fact we're having to pay PST every time that vehicle gets sold. Anything on your mind, love to hear from you, 1-877-332-8255. This is a good point. Listener says, absolutely. You want to get an inspection done every 3 or 5 years after a vehicle reaches a certain age. If you have more than a Class 5 license, I've got to get a health inspection and I got to get my eyes checked every 3 years. So why not a regular routine for getting our vehicles inspected? Another listener says, off our text line, auto inspections would be a non-tariff barrier to trade. I thought we were getting rid of all that. Never going to happen? Time will tell. You know, I think that's a little bit of what's on people's minds these days. We've had all this talk about, especially since Carney took office, all this talk about our concerns with we're not going to get as much business with the U.S., so let's find new avenues of business. And so let's reduce barriers between all of our provinces so we don't have all this regulation and red tape tying it up. Let's have open commerce between all the provinces. So why not then make it a standard procedure across all the provinces? Come up with a plan that would be the same all across the country instead of having individual provinces making their rules where it's one different in one the other. I get that. When's all this going to happen? I know that earlier this week, I think it was Monday, Ottawa put out a release saying that they had now done away with some 50 different regulations in areas the federal government has control over pertaining to provincial trade. They basically said anything else that's still out there on the table, it's going to be up to the provinces to figure it out and to move ahead. Are we just hearing a lot of talk about this, or are we just all impatient because we want this stuff to move along pretty quickly? Also, some more texts off our text line at 1-877-332-8255. Mike in Manitoba, I love this one. Worrying if your vehicle is roadworthy, they should be more worried about making the highways car worthy. Yeah, there's some nasty road conditions out there these days, isn't there? You know, one thing just on that topic, what bugs me. So I live in Saskatoon. What's really bugged me this year, and I know cities have got their budget concerns, I can't get over how many major roadways, like Circle Drive and some of the on-ramps, that sort of thing, they haven't painted the lines on. Like, you're trying to guess where the lane is. Okay, that's just me. Safety inspections for out-of-province should be allowed nationwide. That's from one of our listeners at 1-877-332-8255. Gerald in Regina wants to talk about these. Hey, Gerald, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking that some of these places rip you off pretty good when they do an inspection. I had my sister pass away and leave me her car, and she was in Alberta. I brought it here. It passed everything except it had a dent in the trunk, and they wanted that fixed before they would put plates on it.
Hmm. So you didn't
have... It was like everything was good mechanically, but it was a dented trunk, and they said, you got to get that fixed before we're going to issue a license.
Really? Something cosmetic like that? They said it had to be fixed, eh?
That's right. And it's still sitting there in New York.
So did you go ahead and get it fixed and get a license then?
Nope, I haven't. It's still sitting there. I don't know what it went through for it.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry you had to go through that, Gerald. I appreciate the call at 1-877-332-8255. You know, I would assume, and I don't have it in front of me, but wouldn't you think that you go to one of these inspection garages that are certified by SGI? It's SGI gives them the approval that they're able to do these inspections. Wouldn't it be pretty standard? Wouldn't they be able to give you a list of, say, 10 or 20 things? Here's what we need to look at on your vehicle, and here's what the remedy is if we find an issue with them. I gotta look into that a little bit more. You know, maybe the process, maybe there is something there that we can find to talk about as far as whether or not they all are consistent. And because we've all got our stories over the years, don't we, of, you know, garages, mechanics. I'm not saying they're bad, but we all know there are people that have had bad experiences with what one mechanic tells you compared to what another mechanic tells you. The cost of doing business, maybe? 1-877-332-8255. I got about 30 seconds here. Lorne, what's your concern? Hello, Lorne?
Oh, hello.
What's on your mind, Lorne?
Yes, we brought a vehicle home for our granddaughter from BC, and it's not only the mechanical and the safety issues they go after, it's all the cosmetic things, too, like door seals and so on, and... you know, any Saskatchewan vehicle with similar mileage would have be showing that exact wear. It seems unfair to have to, bring it back to above and beyond what you would find on a similar Saskatchewan vehicle.
So did you do the work on your car, though, Lauren? Did you get it done?
Yeah, well, of course, the parents were looking after it, but yes, it was everything. It's a really extensive list, and... they're happy with the car, but it was more than what everyone was expecting.